Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, time now for some recommendations on what's coming up on TV and in cinemas this week. And we're joined today by RTE Guide movie editor Michael Doherty and Dublin International Film Festival director Gráinne Humphreys. Welcome, guys.
Hi there.
Michael, we were talking about the hype around Wicked last week. So you've actually seen it. Does it live up to expectations?
It does actually, and first of all, I must declare, I am a fan of musical theatre. And the first thing I said was, this is actually, it's even better. It actually works better on screen than it does on stage. Even though it's part one, it's very much Wicked part one. So like it's 2.5 hours long, and it covers the stage show up until the first interval, which sounds remarkable.
But
it expands. Wow. So there's a lot of, okay, they have added a bit of, you know, bit of prequel. But what he's mostly done, this is the director, John Chu, is he has said, I know a lot of people who love Wicked, have seen Wicked on stage many times, so I need to make it a movie. So he's done everything in his power to make it a movie. So we see montage, we see flashback. He uses all movie tools to make it an experience that's very much, it's a cinematic experience. We're not sitting in the theatre, in a cinema theatre, watching a static play. This is very much okay. A movie.
I gather they're singing in the cinemas and annoying people.
They're very much so, yeah, absolutely, yeah. And I mean, okay. The singing is very strong, obviously, because you've got Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, and as with Les Mis, they're singing live. Both of them insisted they're singing live.
Really, yeah.
And okay. Which is very impressive, especially for Erivo, because at one point when she's flying around doing Defying Gravity, she's in the harness, she's singing live. And you can actually hear the breathiness of her when she's being jolted around.
I love that.
And I thought, well, fair play. Yeah, so it doesn't just sound like this sort of, you know, okay. A record, but very, very good. Whether you're a fan of musical theatre or not, it looks great, and it's going to be a big hit. Yeah.
Okay, Wicked cinemas nationwide out now. Gráinne, so Blitz with Saoirse Ronan is come to Apple TV now after a very brief cinema release.
Very brief. Yeah. And actually, I have to confess, I didn't see it in the cinema. I actually watched it on the small screen. But it's funny, I very clearly, when it started and the kind of bombs are dropping over London, World War II, and they're doing that kind of scene setting, I suddenly had this flashback to this film that my granny had made me watch, old BBC Two afternoon film called The Search with Montgomery Clift, about a little boy, a 9-year-old Czech boy who's kind of wandering around the streets trying to find his mother. And in a way, I went back in time to basically being a viewer watching those kind of wartime drama films. Okay. And I thought Steve McQueen did a really great job to do that. I mean, you know, he goes back, recreates that kind of London that we probably haven't seen for a number of years, actually, that wartime London. Our own Saoirse, as we call her, is fantastic as a kind of single mum with a lovely son who in a way is kind of missing, I suppose, a kind of relationship with the kind of his father who is absent, but also he's coming to terms with being a young black boy in a London that doesn't really understand or care for that community. And the film rolls through that, and racism is rears up in many different places. And it's a fascinating portrait.
So an old-fashioned kind of movie.
It's an old-fashioned movie, but brilliantly done.
Okay.
And Paul Weller pops up as Saoirse's dad and is fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay. All right. Fair enough. Blitz, and that's on Apple TV now. We do a bit of TV quickly. So, Michael, Ballroom Blitz, I think it starts RT1 Wednesday at 9:30, but it's on the RT player.
That's right, yeah. Adam Clayton, he of U2 and Gardening Now fame. Basically, it's a two-part, two-hour look at the show band scene. And he's the man to do it, because really U2 started at the end of the show band scene. And he himself admits he was affected by and influenced by that whole show band.
Okay.
And he takes us through the history of it and the sociology of it. So how that sort of post-war Ireland and, you know, the very, very Catholic Ireland was coming into play. And suddenly these bands came out and everybody could release themselves. And, you know, there was a sense of joy and people going and, you know, send them home sweating and all of that. So he catches up with all the guys who are still there, Eileen Reid and you know, Paddy Cole. And he talks with Brendan Boyer. And it's also very moving as well, because he talks about the Miami show band and what happened, which was horrific in the 70s.
Okay.
So it's very much
quite
a guy looking
at history there.
Yeah, very much social history and music.
Ballroom Blitz, RT1, Wednesday 9:30, RT player now. Really quickly, Gráinne, will you give us two kind of old-fashioned things here that you're enjoying?
Very,
A Man on the Inside on Netflix, which is Ted Danson as an OAP PI. OAPPI, do you like that? And Matlock is back as well, which makes me think of Grandpa Simpson. So, yeah.
I know. It feels like Marietta biscuits and tea, really. It feels like a lovely kind of like old afternoon in the 70s or 80s. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, Man on the Inside is based on a film which was about a man who went undercover in a care home. And in this case, it's San Francisco. Ted Danson plays a professor who's bored, who kind of falls into this particular kind of adventure and suddenly, as I said, kind of becomes a detective within, a care setting. And it's really lovely and warm, brilliantly cast. There's energy. Ted Danson is effortless. He's calm, he's charming, he's debonair. Everybody falls for him. Everything from the staff to the residents all immediately give him the secrets that they've been holding away. And then equally, Matlock, which is a remake of the TV show with Andy Griffith, has Kathy Bates, the wonderful Kathy Bates, who many of us were terrified since Misery. But in this side, she's a wily 70-year-old grandmother who's going back to work, goes into a law firm, makes many jokes in the opening episode about how her name references a TV show that nobody remembers. And it's a very old-fashioned, very warm kind of legal LA law kind of structure. NBC, really well made.
Rainy,
very funny.
Sunday afternoon.
Lovely.
Okay,
very
and
enjoyable.
It's on Sky Witness from Tuesday. Martin Scorsese has done a Beatles documentary, no, Beatles 64, on Disney Plus from Friday.
Yeah, it's very good. Actually, even if you're not, I'm not a huge fan of the Fab Four. Sorry, but
yeah,
I'm going to guess.
No, me neither,
you know. Yeah. But I mean, this is fascinating because it focuses on 1 month at space and time when Beatlemania really hit. It was when they went over to the States, February 1964. It's when they did Chase Stadium. They went on all the chat shows. They were, you know, the biggest things in sliced bread. So it's 3 months after they played the Adelphi. They go off to America. They become the Fab Four, and nobody had seen this before. Like, this really was the first time. Even allowing for Elvis, no one expected it. Not these four limeys coming over and taking the world by storm. So it's all about that. So you see the old footage of the time, but also then Scorsese has filmed new interviews with the existing members of the Fab Four, Macca and Ringo.
Oh, okay.
So that makes it interesting as well. And then also guys who were there, artists at the time, look back and remember, especially American artists go, I couldn't believe these four guys with their funny haircuts, and we thought they'd be a flash in the pan. You know, how wrong they were. So if you're a Beatles fan, you love it. But if you're just a music fan, it's fascinating.
Okay, Beatles 64, that's on Disney Plus from Friday. Grainne, there's a film on TG Cahir tomorrow night that you think people should check out. Anthropoid, starring Cillian Murphy.
Absolutely. Well, in the week that he bought the Phoenix Cinema in Dingle, I think we should celebrate, you know, some of the great parts. This is a film, I don't think people probably know it as well as some of Cillian's other films, but it's a really smart film. It's actually shot and directed by Sean Ellis, and it's about Reinrich Hedrick, who's the main architect behind The Final Solution, and how a group of Czech soldiers plan and try to assassinate him. And it's Cillian Murphy and Jamie Dornan. Brilliantly made action thriller, 2 hours, just keeps going, and it'll have you on the edge of the seat.
Sounds great. I don't think
everyone knows how that worked out, but if you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. But Cillian is fantastic in it.
Okay, that's Anthropoid, TG Cahir, Monday at 10:25 p.m. Grainne Humphreys and Michael Doherty, thank you both so much.